There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeez.
I'm looking for a bounce back, Mark.
I need a moment. Let's listen to Kyle Shanahan. I need a moment.
All right, injuries for the game. Jake Moody will be out. Juwan Jennings will be out. Kevin Givens will be out. Kittle, questionable. Odom, questionable. Debo, questionable. Demo, questionable.
I just have an illness today.
And that's it.
Is Jennings' injury a hit pointer?
No.
Considering where Debo was at the start of this week, is a remarkable recovery that he's... looking pretty good the last two practices.
Yeah, he's gotten better each day, and hopefully it continues going that way for Sunday.
What do you guys know about Talano Fonga? Are you guys expecting him to return this season?
I know he's trying to come back this season. That's what his plan is. That's his hope. And I know he's got a few more weeks, at least on IR, and we're going to see how he feels after that and whether he can pull it off or not.
But it's not a sure thing that he'll be back.
It's not a sure thing. But something we're hoping that happens and kind of expecting it to, but it's not for sure.
Kevin, you have to go on IR?
No.
Cowboys have ruled out Micah Parsons, so what is that? How does that adjust your scheme?
I mean, I just saw that on the way over here, so did a small celebration before I walked in, and but that's it. Makes things better, but still a lot of issues to deal with, but he's a hell of a player.
You said Mooney's play through seven games?
I thought he had his best game last week. I thought he started off a little bit slow, but I thought it's gotten better and played his best ball last week and expect him to have his best game on Sunday.
Coach, do you wait up till game time to decide with Debo? And if so, do you have to kind of have mentally two game plans, knowing how special and unique his skill set is?
Yes, you do. But, I mean, you got to always have that anyways, just in case someone wakes up sick on Sunday randomly you're not expecting, in case someone gets hurt in the first half. So that's something you're always planning for. And when you know someone's questionable, it's a little easier to plan for it. So it's something we're ready for either way.
Stamina this week.
It's gotten better each day. You know, we've gone slow with them. You know, we didn't push him that hard, knowing what the issue is and stuff. But it has gotten better each day, and that's why I'm hoping that continues for Sunday.
You've gone against Zimmer a bunch of times throughout your career. What are some of the characteristics of his defenses?
He's always had a real sound defense. You know, playing him in Minnesota with that group over the years, playing him when he was in Cincinnati. You know, they've been able to stop the run very well in the past, especially out of two-shell defenses. You know, their blitz packages on third down are always, they know what they're doing. They know how to get you in protections and stuff. And they usually eliminate big plays. They're hard to get explosives on. He's always been one of the better ones. Man, easy Friday. All right, guys.
Man.
Easy Friday.
Nobody's got any questions for this guy who's on the hot seat, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Kyle, are you feeling like this is a must win? I mean, what are we going to ask him on a Friday before
possibly
a Cowboy game?
The Niners are about to play the Cowboys in year 3 and 4. I would imagine there are a lot of questions, especially because half of what he was just talking about was simply updating people on injuries.
And that's the majority of the questions that I think are worthy of asking. I mean, are you going to ask about game plan on Sunday? He won't answer. Are you going to ask about, how much is this a rivalry game? Well, it's just another game and stuff, and we're in a spot where we need to win, and, you know, so do they and stuff. And so,
I would have liked to know about game planning for Pearsall. I would like to know what Kyle thought of what he saw last week. What's his readiness? What's his usage?
Feels like that was asked on Tuesday or Wednesday, rather, when he came out. First press avail.
Ish. Yeah. Not a lot, you know? And I do think, by the way, if there's one important answer in there, it's when Matt Maiocco asked him, is Juwan Jennings' injury a hip pointer? And Kyle went, no. That deserves a follow-up. What is it? Because Doc Pandy has said to us 2 days ago, this is starting to be concerning, especially if it's not a hip pointer. Like, the fact that this is just mysteriously here, none of us can even pinpoint when the injury happened. It just was sort of there. And Juwan, it's like, oh, yeah, he missed practice, and he missed practice. Oh, he's out. And now he's out again. And you're going into a bye, and I know he did insinuate yesterday the hope is that Juwan is back for Week 10 against the Bucks, but that's just a hope. And I think Juwan, with Brandon out, becomes an incredibly important player for the rest of this year.
Absolutely.
So
he becomes wide receiver 2, if not wide receiver 1, which he was wide receiver 1 even when Brandon was here. He got all the targets in that game, and he had 175 yards receiving, and he was a huge factor, and they haven't had him. So, yeah, Ricky Pearsall, step up. And I know that Kyle earlier in the week answered questions about Ricky and how he played more than they expected, but he looked good and stuff. And so I would imagine that Ricky's going to get the majority of the snaps out there. And hopefully Debo's able to go. And if Debo's able to go, and we know that they like to run a lot of 2-receiver sets with, as we like to say, 21 personnel, 2 running backs and 1 tight end. And they do some 2 running backs, 2 tight ends, which only has 1 receiver on the field. But a lot of the time they have 2 receivers. And if you have 2 receiver sets and Debo is active, Debo will get probably 85 or 90%. Ricky Pearsall would also get a very heavy dose. And then you can do a sprinkling of Cowing, Conley, and the guy who I won't even mention because everyone's down on Ronnie Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. I want to remind everybody there's a Warrior game tonight. 2 hours from now, they're going to be tipping this thing off in Utah. Tip off 6:30. Warriors Live starts at 5:30 right here on 95.7 The Game, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. 5:30 tonight, Warriors Live with your host, us.
Willard and Dibbs, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Grandy.
I hope you're ready with all the sponsored elements, because I know we've got some elements we have to get to. We got to take it to the bank.
Don't
we got to do
it. You'll get them in a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
No.
There's elements now.
I'm not ready, but I know that they'll have me ready.
Of course.
Yeah. Crack staff.
You're a game time guy.
I'm a game time decision every day.
You're not a big practice player. You're a game player.
That's right.
Yeah. When it's game time, you're here. You're ready.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about practice.
We're not talking about practice.
Not a game.
No.
Not a game. Not a game.
Let's go. Best press conference of all time?
No, but it's up there. And I would encourage everyone to watch the whole thing.
Watch the whole thing. Who's better? What's the better press conference?
Man.
Danny Green?
It's good, but that's more of a soundbite. I honestly love the Mike Singletary. And again, in full.
It's good.
And honestly, if you want to do the Mount Rushmore of press conferences, in the George Washington spot, it's Al Davis firing Lane Kiffin.
That one was...
That is far and away with the overhead projector. We can win with Jamarcus. Get over it. And he refers to him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Was Lance a couple times.
Yep.
And the famous line to Cam Inman, "How's your mother?" Because he was friends with Cam's mom, rest in peace.
Yep.
Cam's mom, who passed away about a year ago. That became one of the all-time sound drops in my previous iteration. How's your mother? Because, you know, we got to the Q&A portion. That thing is about a 32-minute meander.
Yeah.
And I told Lance, we can win with Jamarcus. Get over it.
Mm.
It's that, to me, is the gold standard of pressers.
What's wrong with a 32-minute meander? We get one in every swing state every week right now.
Yeah, coming up at 4:48.
Anyway, Rolando in Napa. Hi, Rolando. What's up?
Hey, nothing much, man. I'm a big fan of your show. I love listening to you guys.
Thanks.
Live in one country, and, you know, you guys make the hassle of the traffic go away. So I just want to say you guys do a good job. And a quick response to your press conference, Belton. I forget who it was, but years ago, there's a famous baseball manager who, like, ripped the phone. I don't know if you guys remember this story. I forget who it was, but during a press conference, he was so upset that he ripped the phone off his desk and threw it. I don't know if you guys remember what I'm talking about.
Man, I'm trying to think. I mean, there's...
It was a Kansas City manager.
Kansas City?
I remember vaguely that it was somewhere, it was a manager where he got so upset that during, in front of reporters, he, like, literally ripped the phone off his desk and threw it across the table.
I'm not familiar with it. I'm trying to think of some of the baseball managers who were the biggest hotheads, the Lou Piniellas, and obviously Lasorda. And some of the other guys who have had their epic rants. I'm going to Google this one, Rolando. We'll look it up.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm a big Niner fan, and, like, just the, I hate to say, like, all these idiots out here after all the games played this year. So apparently, this is what I get from everybody, that the team is going to hell. The team's a dumpster fire. They're not going to pay Brock Purdy. They're going to trade him. Fire Shanahan Lynch. The owner's upset, and it's a lost season. And, you know, I'm a big time Niner fan. And I trust Lynch and Shanahan that this regime is going to fix the situation. And I have an interesting offseason prediction for you guys. And I know everybody's saying that Brock Purdy is going to reset the market, but I do believe in my heart, so I know how humble this guy is. I think he's going to take less money, almost like a Tom Brady type of move, that he's going to take less money than what he's supposed to get to get him surrounding players. And I do think that Lynch and Shanahan are going to make a trade during the deadline. That's my hard opinions.
Rolando, thanks. By the way, the guy you're thinking of is Hal McCray.
Ah, yes.
I looked
thank
it up.
You.
It was Hal McCray. Yeah, thank you, Rolando. Appreciate it. It's so funny that people think that, and they might be right. I don't know. I don't know where this is going in terms of what money Brock is going to command. But I love the thought that when you look at him and you listen to him, and I get it. I understand why people feel this way, but it makes you think, well, he's just such a nice little guy. He's going to take less money. And I'm like, I don't know that. Who's his agent? Do you even know?
I don't know, but does he have an agent who will say, you know what, Brock? You've got rosy red cheeks. You're a really nice guy. You love Jesus. And I think that all those things together and the fact that the team would be better if you took less. You know what, Brock? Darn it. I'm your agent. Let's take less. How's that sound?
Looks like his name is Kyle Strongen.
Right. It's not Kyle Weekend.
Or Strongen. I don't know if it's a hard G or a soft
one. Sure. Either way, There's no way his agent is going to sit down with him and go, you know what, Brock, can I call you Brocky Poo because you're such a sweet little guy? Hmm. Let's only take $40 million a year because the team, darn it, they can use that money to get good around you. And I'm happy taking a giant haircut on my commission so that the team could be better.
I mean, if Brock directs him to do so, he will.
Right.
He works for Brock.
If I were the agent, I would sign the deal, get the commission, and then fire myself.
No, you wouldn't.
No player ever. I mean, has any player ever in his spot done that in a first contract? I know Tom Brady took less on the regular, but Tom was already paid in full with a wife who made more money than he did, so he could afford that in his 30s. Has any player in their first contract, ever said, you know what? For the good of the team, I'm going to go ahead and take less. I'm a quarterback, and I know the market says I'm going to get 60. Just, you know what?
I know
give
people,
me 20.
I know people who think that Mahomes could have gotten more than he got. I do know that.
His agent at the time is a ninny.
Well,
he's a boob.
I know you don't like him.
He's a moron.
I know. Well, my goodness.
This guy's a little runt.
That got serious fast.
I was going to continue, but you stopped me.
No, I didn't stop you. Go ahead.
He's not very good at his job anymore. He was 40 years ago, allegedly. I know people who know people.
So do I.
Yes.
Yeah, they made a movie about him. He was
not
so
really
good. I know.
Yeah, he thinks they did, and this is my favorite part.
It was inspired by.
Well, he's the first one to do it. This is Lee Steinberg, for those of you who can't get the bit. And when he signed Mahomes to that contract, it was, whoa, eye-popping numbers. And a couple years later, Mahomes, he restructured it.
Yeah.
And got more, and got better. So, yeah, I don't know if Mahomes took less. I think he got duped by...
I mean, if you got duped, that's in the end, that's on you.
Sure.
That's on you.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Much like it's on Blake Snell, who signed the deal he signed. You know, because his agent, he and his agent didn't get better.
He could have done it earlier. No doubt. You can push this.
Of course.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do, but.
I would bet that he doesn't take less.
I would too. This is a big game for him, though.
They're all big.
Sunday Night Football responding to last week. This is, you're right. They're all big. This is big.
Especially when you're going up against a guy who's making $60 million a year.
Yep.
So if you
and you're better than him.
Well,
I'll say it.
Yes, I agree with you.
You're better than him.
Well, you got to show it.
And you have. You're already 2-0 against him. You've played him twice.
Well,
one time you blew him off the damn field.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you beat him in a playoff game. You beat him on Sunday Night Football. Now you get to do it again. Down a couple weapons. Three weapons.
As is he.
No, he's not. Who the hell's Doc out?
He's out an actual run game.
Well, yeah, but that's who they got.
Nobody's
hurt.
Right.
No skill position players are hurt for them.
And backup tight end.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. All right, David Lombardi's going to jump on in, and we'll continue with your phone calls. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Fade the Dibbers is around the corner, and so is Warrior pregame in about 45 minutes on Willard and Dibs.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.